Please read item 965.
Request of Meg Hansen to address council regarding historic resource inventory removals and demolition delay. Also 966 has come up.
This is 966 also?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you read that and we'll...
Request of Kyra Goodhart Littlefield to address council regarding historic resource inventory removals and demolition delay.
Welcome. All you need to do is give us your name and you each have 3 minutes.
Do you have your binders?
I don't have a binder. But go ahead.
Thank you.
We may have them in our offices.
My name is Meg Hansen. My colleague, Kara Littlefield, and I are here representing the Close the Loophole Coalition. And we'd like to speak to you about two urgent and related issues: the delisting of historic resource inventory properties and the subsequent illegal approval of demolition permits without a 120-day delay. We'd like to combine our time today, so I'll speak for the majority, and then Kara will say a few words before our time is up. I was here in July speaking on the same subject, requesting immediate action and asserting our position that the BDS has been issuing demo permits illegally for over 13 years by not enforcing the 120-day delay. I won't repeat myself today, but I've included that information in your packets. This is not the first or the second or even the third time that the council has heard these assertions or our urgent requests. In November of last year, you heard extensive testimony from members of the Historic Landmarks Commission, Restore Oregon, the Architectural Heritage Committee, and others. I've included the minutes from those meetings in your packets as well. There was quite a lot of focus on the HRI and the demo delay loophole, as well as the pending decision before the Oregon Supreme Court regarding owner consent and delisting. The HLC used the words like shocking and alarming at the realization that the 120-day demolition delay was not being enforced for HRI removals, and the ease with which developers could purchase, immediately delist, and receive demo permit approval. Restore Oregon had previously stated that this practice was a violation of state law, and that it circumvented the city's long-established historic resource demolition delay provisions. Immediate action was requested to close the loophole, and a very quick and easy pathway to compliance with state law was recommended. In addition, a request was made at that time to prohibit all delistings pending the Oregon Supreme Court decision, stating that failure to take immediate interim action would result in irrevocable public harm. Regarding the 120-day delay, Councilmember Fish said at the time, we could tackle that very quickly and put something in place. Council didn't act, and indeed our historic heritage has suffered more irreplaceable losses since then. Here we are just a few months shy of a year later, and we're still having the same conversation and making the same urgent requests, even after the Supreme Court has ruled that delisting is not an option for subsequent property owners. The preservation community has been eagerly awaiting an official statement from the city attorney since the Supreme Court decision was announced a few weeks ago. The question on everyone's mind is, will the city continue to allow HRI delistings and expedited demolition, or will they act in harmony with the ruling? The city attorney has not issued an official decision that I'm aware of. Informally, they've indicated their opinion is that the ruling does not apply to HRI properties because they're not official designations, that it only applies to historic landmarks. The state definition of designation and the context in which designate is used is broad and not limited to historic landmarks. This splitting of hairs over the word designate in order to justify the continued fast-tracking of HRI demolitions is absolutely contrary to both the spirit and the letter of the law. Prior to 1996 owner consent regulations, a demolition permit application for an HRI property, ranked or unranked, would automatically trigger a historic landmark review concurrent to a 150-day demolition delay. At that time, the history and significance was revisited, and there was an opportunity then to designate it as a historic landmark and even potentially pursue a public purchase. Once owner consent regulations came into place, there was no longer a process to review those potential historic landmarks. They were forever stuck in that demoted status of historic with a little H. HRI properties listed as eligible and contributing meant something then, and it means something now. If HRI properties are deemed unworthy of applying the Supreme Court's ruling, that would be in direct contravention of the court's intent and would further dismantle the framework of Goal 5 historic resource protections, which the legislature didn't intend. Members of council, we want to repeat yet again a request for immediately complying with state law by closing the HRI demolition delay loophole once and for all. Give HRI properties back the 120-day demolition delay. Whether you continue to allow them to be delisted or not, this you can do immediately. Regardless of the absurd semantic dispute and hair splitting over the word designate, and we urge you and the city attorney to extend the Supreme Court ruling to HRI properties. Failing to act immediately would only continue the erosion of public trust and perpetuate the practice of surreptitious deregulation.
You're cutting into Ms. Goodhart's time, so.
I'm almost done, okay. Which we will then challenge and subject to judicial review before LUBA. We urge you to err on the side of caution and careful consideration rather than continuing to err on the side of irrevocable harm and regret. Thank you.
Goodhart, you have a minute? Okay.
My name is Kara Littlefield. That's okay. Thank you to the council members and everyone who came here today to show you their support. The heart of the Sunnyside District at 34th and Belmont, near where I live, is currently under the threat of demolition. All of the buildings that make up our historic street, Carr Era Main Street, were on the historic resources inventory until earlier this year, when two of them were delisted. And now there is a demolition permit issued for 3334 Southeast Belmont. It will be the first domino to fall in one of Portland's last intact historic main streets. I became actively involved because I love the city and the historic texture that drew me and so many others here in the first place. I'm here to support the CLC's request for an immediate 120-day demolition delay for all HRI properties so that there is at the very least an opportunity for public comment or conversation before any more of our community treasures are delisted and demolished.
Thank you. Just want to let you know we will be making an announcement this week about responding to the Supreme Court ruling and our policies.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here.